This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
If we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. This is Rob Randall, and I want to welcome all of you who have joined us by radio on this wonderful Lord's Day. I bless you in the authority of Jesus' mighty name. What a joy it is to be able to bring the Invisible War radio program to you every week at this time. And I want to thank you for standing with us. I want to thank our sponsors, particularly our mission travel. We're getting into the travel season. And if you have a mission trip scheduled, or if the Lord is leading you to take a trip overseas to share your testimony with another land and another place, let me encourage you, go to our website, click on their banner. It's ourmissiontravel.com. That's ourmissiontravel.com. These wonderful folks are standing ready to help you with all your travel needs in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are listening to the Invisible War radio program. The time we spend today might just well be the most important time you will ever spend. We on the Invisible War believe what the Bible says is true. We believe when the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual forces of wickedness and the heavenly realm, it is true. When the Bible speaks of angels and of demons and of a real Satan, it is true. Yes, and when the Bible speaks of a real victory that is available to everyone who will put their faith in Christ Jesus, it is true. On today's program, we are continuing a series entitled The Blood of Jesus, Unlocking the Power of God in Your Life. In this exciting and most important series, we have studied how we have been given access to God only through the blood of Jesus. We have also studied what the Bible teaches, how we enter into the eternal covenant with God only through the blood of Jesus. If you have missed any of this critical study of God's Word, let me encourage you to go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and there you will be able to navigate and download any and all programs you may have missed in this or any other series of the Invisible War teaching. On last week's program, we began a series of programs on how it is only through the blood of Jesus that we are cleansed from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And in 1 John 1, 9, we find these eternal truths from God. if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's right, all unrighteousness. Whatever you have done or whatever has been done to you, Jesus' blood cleanses from all unrighteousness. I know that I'm speaking to some today that believe that your sin is too bad for Jesus to forgive. Please stop listening to the evil ones and their lies. Jesus Christ died to save all from all sin. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Praise His holy name! He has come to cleanse everyone from all sin. As we study the Word of God today, would you pray with me as we ask the Holy Spirit to be our guide into all truth? Lord Jesus, I thank You for the privilege that we have to study Your eternal Word. I ask that every lying spirit would be bound. I ask that every hindering spirit of every type and sort would be bound. Every cover, every block of any kind would be removed by the finger of God. I ask the Holy Spirit now to come and be our teacher, our guide into all truth, as Your Word promises He would be. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. There are three areas of sin that every believer must visit to make certain that the enemy is not taking advantage and building what the Bible calls his evil strongholds of death and destruction in our lives. They are, number one, sins we have committed. Number two, sins that have been committed against us. This area most often brings us to the places where we must face our unwillingness to forgive others. And number three, ancestral sin, sin coming down through the family line. Last week we studied what the Bible says concerning how to handle the sins we have committed. Today, I want us to look at this second group, so easily used by the enemy to bring destruction and death into our lives. And that is sins that have been committed against us. On The Invisible War, we have studied at length the evil of bitterness. May I encourage you to go to our last series on lies that kill and download the study in chapter 9 of my latest book entitled, Since I Have Been Hurt, It's Okay to Want Revenge? Or even better yet, you can order your copy of this book by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Do it today. For our study today, would you listen to the Word of God when it says in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. According to the Word of God, every time we allow our anger to continue for just one day, we are giving the devil an opportunity to build his murderous strongholds in our lives. The Word of God warns us of the dangers of allowing bitterness in our lives in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 and 15. Would you hear it with your heart? Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. And would you hear these words given to us by Holy Spirit in the book of James chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. Bitterness not only will contaminate your life with the demons of destruction and torment, but allowing bitterness to rule in our lives makes us most like Satan. We are most like Satan when we are angry and bitter. Satan is an angry and bitter creature. We are most like Christ when we love and forgive. You know what the litmus test of true Christianity is? Do you know what it is? It's grace. Forgiveness. That's right. Grace. One day when I was a pastor of a country church many years ago, there was brought to me a check. When I looked to see from whom it was from, I did not recognize the name. I soon learned that a lady that had given the check had been a longtime member of our church, but because of an event that happened long ago, she had quit coming some years before I had become pastor. There was a note with the check that said that this lady wanted me to come and visit her, so I found out where she lived, and I went. As I began to share with this lady, very wealthy woman, it became very obvious that she was holding a grudge toward one of the members in the church. And when I spoke to her graciously, lovingly, I said, "Oh, ma'am, it only will hurt you to carry this kind of bitterness in your life. As Christians, we must learn to forgive." And as soon as I said that, she ordered me out of the house. She did not want to see me or the church ever again. She was willing to give the money, but only if it was used for her evil bitterness. Oh, please hear me. When I look at Calvary, I hear Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." For many years, my family attended an old cowboy camp meeting that was named for an old circuit-riding Presbyterian minister by the name of Blois. Each year, many hundreds of families convene on the side of a mountain in the Davis Mountains past Fort Davis, Texas. These families that have their ties and history to the ranches of Texas pick for themselves each year four preachers, each from a different denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and Disciples of Christ. And one day, I thought I would go to the afternoon session, and I was hoping that there would be the Baptist minister preaching, since I was a Baptist, but no, it was the Methodist preacher. And I want you to know, please hear my heart, God spoke to me that day, and I've never gotten over what that wonderful man of God shared. His text was, "As you have received Christ Jesus, so walk in Him." Now I want to ask you, how did you receive Christ Jesus? Did you do it through anger and bitterness? Did you do it through works? No. It was by grace, through faith. It's a gift. He gave you Himself as a free gift. You and I have to receive it. "But as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on His name." Then He said at the end of His message, "If you have been saved by grace, why can't you learn to be gracious to others?" I want you to know, God spoke to my heart that day in that open-air tabernacle. I want to ask you today, if you've been saved by a gift, then you must be willing to give graciously to others. If Christ has forgiven you, then you and I must forgive those who have hurt us. Hanging on to bitterness always allows Satan to build a wall between us and God. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. But if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Bitterness toward anyone is ultimately a sin against God, and therefore must be handled through the sacrifice of Christ, the shedding of His blood for our sin. You know, it really doesn't matter what I say or what I think. What matters is what God says. Would you hear the word of God today? In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, we find these eternal words. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And in James chapter 4, verse 11 through 12, do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against his brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? You may be saying, but Dr. Randall, you don't know how bad I've been hurt. I just can't let the person walk, can I? Please understand, by forgiving them, you are not letting them off the hook. You are giving them to God still wiggling on the hook. Jesus can and will handle all matters. He's God. It's His job, not yours. You must give the whole matter to the Lord for your sake, for the sake of your health, for the sake of your walk with Christ, and for the sake of your family. Give it to Jesus. You can trust Him. You can trust Him with your hurts and wounds. You can trust Him. Jesus died so you can be set free from the tormentors. Jesus was wounded to heal your wounds. Look with me. Look with me at what He did for you at Calvary. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely our griefs He Himself bore, and our sorrows He carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon Him, and by His scourging we are healed. In the last breaths of our Savior, He said, it is finished. It is finished. What is He saying? He's saying, no more blood. No more blood needs to be shed. Jesus' blood is enough for all sin, all of it. Would you pray this prayer with me today? Would you gather close now? Would you make an altar right where you are? The Bible says that if we'll draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Pray this prayer with me. Would you do it? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for the riches of Your kindness, forbearance, and patience toward me, knowing that Your kindness has led me to repentance. Please forgive me for my unwillingness to trust You to take care of my hurts. Thank You that You bore my pain and carried my sorrows. You were wounded for my iniquities, and by Your stripes I am healed. You alone are Lord. You can and will handle all wickedness and unrighteousness. You alone are judge and will reconcile all things to Yourself one day. You have said in Your word that vengeance is Yours and that You will repay. I believe it. I've not always believed it, but I believe it today. Through my disobedience and not trusting You, I have not allowed the Holy Spirit to manifest His love in me and through me to others. I confess I have not shown your love or kindness and patience toward those who have hurt me. Instead, I have held on to my anger and my bitterness and resentment toward them. Because you have forgiven me, I now can forgive those who have hurt me. Please bring to my mind all the people I need to forgive in order that I may forgive them right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Now, as the Lord brings these matters to your heart, confess it out loud. Confess it out loud. Demons can't read your mind, but they can hear your declarations of faith. Say it out loud. Whatever the person did or whoever that person is, say it out loud. Give them to the Lord. His blood is enough to cleanse you today and to cleanse the wounds, to heal you of your wounds. Do it today. Do it today. Now, if you've prayed with me, would you contact me? Would you allow me to share with you more specifically concerning your needs so that I may more specifically pray for you, for your family? Would you contact me? You can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to receiving your emails and phone calls personally. Do it today. This is Rob Randall, and I want you to come close. Would you just come on in, and I want to share my heart with you. The Invisible War radio program is a faith ministry. We are on the radio because we believe that folks need the truth that has the power to set them free. We are in a subject matter that has been hugely ignored by the church, and yet it is New Testament. And that's the subject of spiritual warfare. So many today have large budgets in their churches that undergird radio ministry. God bless them. May their tribe increase. I bless them in Jesus' name. But that's not the case for this ministry. If we are to remain on this station, I need to hear from many of you today. I want to ask 100 of you. There are many more who listen to this program week after week. We're in our fifth year of broadcasting here on this station, but I need to hear from at least 100 of you today. If we're to remain on the air, I need to hear from you, and I need to hear from you today. Would you give $100? Maybe you can do more than that, but I need to hear from 100 of you, and I need for you to give $100 today. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can donate there, or you can send it through the mail. That's fine. Rob Randall, Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Once again, we need 100 of you to give $100 for us to be able to stay on the air. If you will give, whatever you can do, please do it today. But we need 100 of you to give $100, and I need to hear from you today. Thank you for praying. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, it is now time for you to respond. Thank you for giving. Thank you for enabling us to continue this wonderful ministry of cleansing on the radio. Thank you for praying and thank you for giving. May God richly bless you as we continue this work for the sake of souls. Thank you from all of us on the Invisible War. Now, next time on The Invisible War, we will continue this series on the blood of Jesus unlocking the supernatural power of God in your life. You won't want to miss a single program in this most important Bible study. Next time, we will continue our study on how it is only through the blood of Jesus that we are cleansed from all sin. Next time, we will look at how we can be set free from the sin that has been passed down through our ancestral line. You won't want to miss this most important study of God's Word. That's next time. This is Rob Randall, and I look forward to meeting you right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The Invisible War.